Testy, testy, one, Lance Armstrong.
Testies, testies, one, two, three, me.
Hi. Welcome to the 8th episode of Shut Up and Listen.
That is correct.
I got it right. I didn't say real life audio.
You passed. And you remembered the name. Like, you actually remembered the name.
Yeah. That's good for me.
That's a good start.
I can retire now.
Yeah, we can probably just end and, you know, be like, that's it. Done.
You know, and we'll probably talk about this at length, but after seeing Pearl Jam last night.
We did. We saw Pearl Jam last night.
I want to have sex with just this one chick, and then I can die happy.
Yeah, who is that chick? It's a secret.
We'll call her Gertrude Fuckface.
She sounds hot.
She's way fucking hot.
I'm going to have to say Katy Perry. She was in town Monday. I did not go to that show. So.
Oh, good for you.
I probably would have liked it. You know, just take my binoculars and the slow motion camera, maybe. My boss went. He said it was pretty entertaining. He said the opening act, though, he didn't know the guy's name, but he said he was just weird. Like, he was out and he was about to play a song, and he's like, now, I'm going to share a secret with you guys, and I hope you guys will stay my friend after I tell you this secret. It's just like...
He sounds pretty homosexual.
Like, wow. That's a special guy. Special guy.
Yeah.
But yeah, before we talk about the show, I'm sure we'll talk about it. I'll get my usual first item of business out of the way.
Yeah, what's your drink of choice?
I went simple tonight, and I did a vodka tonic. Belvedere vodka and tonic Schweppes tonic water.
All right.
Yeah. Simple and tasty.
And I've got my usual e-cig with chocolate flavor.
Oh, yeah. Jeff does like that chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
You are a fan of the chocolate, aren't you?
Yeah.
Maverick is joining us, but he is out like a light bulb. A dead light bulb. A light bulb that's turned off.
Yeah.
Out like a fat kid in dodgeball.
Just out.
Just out like a dog that's sleeping on the floor.
Out like Neil Patrick Harris.
Yeah. He had a busy night. We were on the motorcycle for a while, and then he chased cats for a while, and that wears a dog out.
I mean, chasing pussy will wear any guy out.
Yeah, so he's pretty... And then the motorcycle ride home, so he's tired, which is good. He won't be barking. That's fine.
Yeah. So I have to admit something. We'll go ahead and start talking about the show. Why not?
Okay, yeah, let's do it. Get out of the way.
And this is difficult for me to admit because, as you know, and probably many of the listeners know, I am a huge, huge, huge Beatles fan. They're my favorite. But this isn't one of those, it was the most recent thing. That's the best concert I've ever been to.
It was pretty amazing. It was pretty amazing.
I mean, it was better than Paul McCartney to me. And those were great shows, too. And U2's right there.
Yeah.
But that show was amazing. Eddie Vedder's voice is ridiculous.
It is so good. Yeah, I mean, I've been a fan, but I haven't really listened to him on a regular basis in a long time. You know, it's been a few years. But, man, some of those songs that they played were just coming back to me. It's just like, okay, that's good. Why don't I listen to that more? Or why don't I listen to them more?
Yeah, I broke out the greatest hits and been listening to it since.
Yeah, I'm missing one disc of mine, so I'll just Spotify it and add it to some of my playlists that I have.
Yeah,
they played. The only disappointment was they didn't play Yellow Ledbetter, which I thought surely they'll play that. But oh well, that's fine.
They didn't play that, and then there was a song, I think it's called The Fixer, that I really like. That's from one of their newer albums. And then I wanted Eddie Vedder to do a solo song from Into the Wild soundtrack, which is really good. I can't remember what it's called right now.
I can't either. But yeah, just amazing. Amazing. And they look like they were having fun. I like it when you watch a band and it looks like they're having so much fun that they would probably, you think, they'd still be up there doing that if no one was in the audience. They'd still be. Or if 20 people are in the audience, you know?
Yeah. And for being such a freaking liberal douchebag, Eddie Vedder was really cool and funny.
Yeah. Oh, he was great. He didn't do anything political or, the closest he came was just talking about the dangers of oil rigs, but he wasn't like, we should eliminate them or whatever.
He knows better being in Oklahoma. That wouldn't really go over well.
Yeah. Smart guy, but yeah, he didn't bash the OKC Thunder, really. He just bashed Oklahoma City for stealing the
Seattle Supersonics.
Yeah. But he's like, yeah, we probably still root for him, you know?
Yeah, and he was, you could tell if you were just having a conversation with him, he'd be kind of awkward. Yeah. Just sometimes the way he spoke, I was like, oh, all right. Well.
It was funny. He addressed people in the audience, which is pretty funny. When he's telling the one dude to stand up, and he stood up with crutches, and he was like,
it's like, I just went Kanye on your ass.
And then the guy who stood up with crutches, he's like, oh, man, he just went Kanye on me.
Yeah, he was pretty cool. And not that I didn't know, but it took last night for me to remember how great of a guitar player.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What's his name? Mike?
Mike McCready. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, man. He was badass.
Yeah. I mean, watching him walk in circles playing, because he never stopped moving. It's funny. You had him and you had Stone Gossard on the other side, who just stood there and just played. Of course, I would consider them the foundation, because every one of those memorable riffs that you hear, like the beginning of Alive or whatever, it's like, okay, that's him, you know?
Yeah.
He kicked it off, but he's real calm and collected and doesn't, I think he jumped during one song, but the rest of the time he just kind of stood there and grooved. And then you had Mike McCready, who's just running circles, literally running around in circles.
And Eddie Vedder was pretty damn active, too.
Yeah, I figured he would be.
Yeah. What's funny is, I mean, they all look pretty old, but Eddie Vedder.
Yeah, he's, what, 50, I think, something like that.
And he still looks young, where you could tell Mike McCready had gray hair.
And crow's feet, they definitely look like they'd aged, but still good, man. They put on an amazing show.
Like, I wouldn't hesitate to go to another show.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hopefully it'll happen again soon.
I think they like Tulsa, all right.
Yeah. I mean, good for them. They were talking about how they're one up on Madonna, U2, and David Bowie, I guess. Yeah. I guess it was in the paper or something. They listed that. So, well done for reading the paper.
I was really glad they didn't, but I've been getting teased a lot by the guy at work, Joey, because apparently during this tour, Eddie Vedder has covered that Frozen song because his girls love it.
Nice.
And I was like, he better fucking not, but I've also heard he did Imagine.
Yeah.
You can actually get it on iTunes for some benefit for something. Yeah. Well, probably like Saving the Seals or something.
Yeah. That's about right.
And I'm not a huge Who fan, but man, that Teenage Wasteland was pretty badass.
It was really good. I never caught who the kid was that played the tambourines.
I don't know, but it was pretty cool.
It was. And he did it right along with it. Like when they showed him on the video singing along, he was nailing it.
Yeah, and he was going crazy.
I honestly thought when they started playing it, it was canned. I thought it was recording, that they were just playing it in the background while he talked about whoever the kid was.
Yeah.
And then the drums kicked in. I'm like, holy crap, they're going to play this.
Yeah.
It's like, yes.
Yeah, it was really good. And I liked how the last, I don't know, five songs where they had the lights on the whole...
Just kept them on, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you could see everything.
Mm-hmm.
Some things I didn't want to see.
Yeah, that's
like
true.
The fat chicks that were in dress sizes about three sizes too small.
Oh, yeah. That one in the black and the knee-high boots. Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty disturbing, but it was a really good show. I had a good time.
Amazing. It would almost be, I almost thought last night when I got home, I want to check and see how close the next closest show is. And scoot on down there and see, but I don't know.
I think it was in like Louisville or something.
Yeah, but well done for coming to Tulsa. Well done.
Yeah, hopefully I think they'll come back again when they tour again.
It was full. I mean, it was full house.
Well, they said too, because I read on the Tulsa World Review on it.
Mm-hmm.
And every night, every show, they do a new playlist. So it's like a new show. I mean, they play their... You know, Daughter, Alive, all that, but they play different songs. So I'm sure, you know, tonight if they're playing, they're probably playing Yellow Ledbetter.
Yeah. Let's see if I can find a scene. I saw a website for, maybe this is it. Okay, it's the set list for the show last night. They actually have it. Pendulum, Hard to Imagine, Elderly Woman Behind the Counter in a Small Town.
That was amazing.
Yeah. Break or Fall, Last Exit, Animal, Mind Your Manners, In My Tree, Lightning Bolt, Dissident, Marker in the Sand, Even Flow, Sirens, Given to Fly, Jeremy, Let the Records Play, Spin the Black Circle, Rearview Mirror, and then the first encore was Just Breathe, Black, which I didn't think they'd play that, but I really like that song.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Crazy Mary, Victoria Williams cover. I Believe in Miracles, the Ramones cover. He did a thing about Johnny Ramone. Was it Johnny?
Yeah, that was his birthday.
Blood. Porch, and then Encore 2 is Do the Evolution, Better Man, Alive, Baby O'Reilly, The Who cover, and Indifference. So
yeah, it was really good.
Really, really good.
The last thing I want to say about it is Fuck, now I forgot what I was going to say. So I guess that was the last thing.
There you go. We'll think of it soon, I'm sure.
Yeah. We can always bring it back up later in the podcast or another show.
Exactly. Well, hopefully you'll remember before the night's over. So.
Yeah. So I don't have much in store for today. It's not that I didn't come prepared. I did, but I just didn't have a lot of material, so I guess I can do my lyrics right now.
If you want to do that. I have some, but I'll do those a little later.
I've just got I've got them saved. That's not it. That's not it. There it is. Okay. All right, this song will... I don't really know how it'll inspire you, which tends to be a lot of how my songs are.
Yeah, well.
But most people will know this group because they do the theme song for South Park.
Awesome.
They are called Primus.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll read the lyrics and then tell you the song title. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Let me zoom in. Zoom. Wyona's got herself a big brown beaver.
Mm-hmm.
And she shows it off to all her friends. One day, you know, that beaver tried to leave her. So she caged him up with cyclone fence. Along came Lou with an old baboon and said, "Recognize that smell? Smells like seven layers that beaver eats Taco Bell." Now Rex, he was a Texan out of New Orleans, and he traveled with the carnival shows. He ran bumper cars, sucked cheap cigars, and candied up his nose. He got wind of the big brown beaver, so he thought he'd take himself a peek. But the beaver was quick and grabbed him by the kiwis. Now he ain't passed for a week and a half. Now Wyona took her big brown beaver, and she stuck him up in the air, said, "I sure do love this big brown beaver, and I wish I did have a pair." Now the beaver slept for 7 days, and it gave us all an awful fright. So I tickled his chin, and I gave him a pinch, and the bastard tried to bite me. Wyona loved her big brown beaver, and she stroked him all the time. She pricked her finger one day, and it occurred to her she might have a porcupine.
Oh, man.
That is Wynonna's Big Brown Beaver by Primus.
That is... I've not seen it, but I think... I hear that's accurate.
Very, yeah. Very.
I didn't know if you've seen it or not, but...
I haven't seen Wynonna's Big Brown Beaver.
Okay, well, yeah, so...
I've seen a brown beaver. I'm not going to say big.
So it's just speculation, but yeah. I trust them. I trust those guys.
Yeah, they seem like reliable guys.
I think so. Well, so there you go. If you ever see her, ask her about her big brown beaver.
Which is apparently a porcupine.
Well, yeah. I mean, I can see how you can get them mixed up, I guess.
Yeah.
No, Maverick just flopped over on his side.
He did. He is not interested.
No, apparently whatever we're saying tonight is not enough to keep him awake. So, thanks a lot, buddy.
Yeah.
Really, really encouraging here. Goodness. Yeah, I took a... I finally... Since we're starting to get into fall, we kind of went to fall and then went back to summer for a little while, and it's supposed to cool off next week, so I finally got motivated enough to take my truck in to get fixed.
Yeah.
So, you know, hopefully $2,000, $3,000 later it'll be fixed, and I'll have an enclosed vehicle and give the motor scooter a rest.
Yeah.
So, I like riding it though, man.
Yeah.
So...
You'll just be that more excited when you get to ride it again in the spring.
That's true. I have a class this weekend, and you know it's supposed to rain all weekend.
Yeah, it's supposed to start tonight.
There's nothing like teaching a bunch of novices how to ride a motorcycle in the rain.
I wouldn't wear pants if I were you.
I might not wear pants. It depends. I want to see what the class looks like tomorrow night, see if there's anyone that's worthy of me not wearing pants.
Or you can wear Daisy Dukes with your Frankenbeans just hanging all out.
I thought about doing that. Colt and I, my coworker, talked about getting me set up for that.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens. I got tomorrow to figure it out and then see. We just do classroom tomorrow night. So I'm also thinking about wearing my fro.
You should, just to spice it up a little bit.
Or just show up with it tomorrow night. Just so people like see me and they're like, "Whoa, who is this guy with the cool
Which
fro?"
You should do is wear a Speedo and put the fro down there.
I could do that. Or
be like, "What? It's pubic hair."
I'll put that fro down there and then I'll wear my Slash wig.
Yeah, and just be like, "Hey, it's the 70s, man. Like, deal with it.
Hey, yeah, free love. Come on. Everyone jump on." You thought it was a motorcycle riding class, but it's not.
It's a sexual intercourse class.
Yeah, you're going to learn how to ride the sex.
Yeah. All right. I guess I can do grind my gears. I really don't have a lot tonight.
Okay, yeah. I've got a few I can throw in.
All right. Well, I'll go ahead and start then. Hot dog water.
Oh, yes.
ping with morning wood.
Yeah.
That is the worst.
I've got a pretty funny story. If I'm trying to think. Okay, yeah. I worked as a painter for a summer for a local college. And so there was in the same department, I mean, I guess we were considered maintenance department or whatever. They had a flooring, like a dedicated flooring guy, because, you know, there's dorms and all the classroom buildings and all that. And so the guy that was in charge of flooring, his name is Max. He's a cool old guy. My iPad's beeping in the other room. And so his name is Max, and he was hilarious. And we were talking about cars one day and torque, you know. And so, you know, we're talking about torque and this and that. Oh, this car, it's got so much torque. And he's like, hey, he's like, do you guys even know what torque is? And so I told him what it was because I was an engineering major, and so I learned about it and its makeup and the units and all that. And so he's like, no, you got it all wrong. He's like, torque. He's like, picture yourself in the morning. You wake up in the morning and you're just at full mast. And what do you got to do? First thing you got to do is you got to go in and you got to piss. So you walk in, you stand there at the toilet, and you crank that sucker down. And he's like, you crank that sucker down so hard that your feet fly out from under you. He's like, that's torque.
Makes sense.
So there you go. Morningwood torque.
Kidney stones.
Oh, can't say I've had them. I hope I never do.
Charlie horses.
Yes.
Pissing blood.
Oh, man. These are all bad things.
Yeah. Migraines.
Uh-huh.
Cantaloupes.
Yeah.
Pickled anything.
Okay.
Horseradish.
Yeah.
Slinkies.
Okay.
Rider's block.
Slinkies. I discourage slinkies. I like watching them sometimes.
No, that's fine. I hate when they get tangled up and then they're just fucked for life.
Yeah, how does that even happen?
I don't know.
All right, what was the last one? Sorry.
Writer's block. Apparently at the time I was writing this, I had writer's block.
I get it all the time.
When people try to help out and fuck up things more.
That's true.
Deadbeat moms or dads.
Uh-huh.
Poison.
The band?
Yes.
Okay.
The total eclipse of my heart. Nick Cannon.
Uh-huh.
Starting over.
Mm.
No energy.
Yes.
Clorox commercials. All of them are about little kids shitting in terrible places right now.
I have not seen any, but...
Yeah, not cool. When a pen breaks in your pocket.
Yes, or it goes through the washer.
Yeah. Pink eye.
Oh, gross.
Brown eye.
Stay away from strippers.
Rapists, molesters, dumb people, incense, being waterlogged, Indian with a dot culture club, and dirty pooters.
Yep, I agree with all those. I didn't have many. One was going to be paying $2,000 to $3,000 to get my truck fixed.
Yeah, I agree with that one.
But, I mean, we make millions off this show, right?
And that's true.
I'm sure I'll be getting that check pretty soon, so that'll cover it.
That's why I'm surprised you're just not getting a new truck.
Yeah, I know. And this, I want to specify, I put down cold weather, but it's like, when I say cold weather, I mean like it's 35 degrees outside and it's not snowing.
Yeah.
You know, just miserable cold.
It'll at least be snow if it's going to be that cold.
Yeah, might as well. But the fall weather where it's cool outside, you need a jacket or whatever, that's just fine. I don't mind it. Next week should be really nice. Highs in the 70s and 50s in the evenings.
I mean, there's so much good about the fall. The weather, the scenery, the football's back, the fair.
Yeah.
Pearl Jam.
That's actually the next couple were inspired by the concert last night. When the drunk couple in front of you just stands there and does their horrible little dance while you're trying to watch the show. Yes.
Or the drunk people behind you that are yelling, fucking A, Eddie Vedder. Yeah, right. Yeah, Eddie. And I'm like, he can't hear you.
Oh, that was so funny when he said that. Yeah. And I didn't want to, I obviously wasn't going to say anything to them because they can do whatever they want. You know, they paid their money. But it's just like, they were just doing their stupid little dance and it was horrible.
Yeah. It was really bad.
She kept turning around and being like, just let me know if you need me to move. It's like, okay. But and then the next one is when the show ends. You don't want it to.
Yeah.
And I went ahead and put down, because we brought this up last night, but when the ticket says the show starts at 7:30 and they don't start playing at 8:15, which I quickly got over that when they started playing.
Yeah, but at the time you're just fucking furious. You're like, really?
So I'm like, this is nap time. I could be taking a nap right now.
Or number 90.
Or something, yeah.
I mean, actually, that's what I was doing, but...
Yeah.
No one noticed.
It kind of made the guy to the right of me a little uncomfortable, but I didn't care.
That's because you were touching his knee at the time.
Right.
And making eye contact.
Yeah, what's weird about that? I mean, come on.
Yeah. Oh, crap.
But they put on a 3-hour show.
It was a nice 3-hour show. Okay, here we go. Licorice.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like licorice.
No.
Also, jelly beans.
Yep, hate them.
Jelly beans. I don't care how many cool flavors they come in. Okay, here's an interesting one. Do you remember the drink called Surge?
Yes.
It has come back.
Okay, so we're going to have a bunch of hyperactive douchebags. Cool.
Here's the catch. It was only released to be sold on Amazon. And so we checked it at work, and the cheapest, it's only sold in cartons, 16 ounce cans. Because we thought, you know, hey, let's just get some, just for old times, you know, just to see if it's still the same or whatever. My brother used to really love that stuff. That probably doesn't surprise you.
Nope.
He has an alarm clock. I don't know if he still has it. And I think I actually had one too. I don't remember where we got them, but it's a Surge alarm clock. And like the alarm tone was just this guy yelling, "Surge! Surge!"
That would annoy the shit out of me.
And so what grinds my gears is that the cheapest we found, that 16-pack of 16-ounce cans, the cheapest one was $82.99.
You've got to be fucking kidding me.
No.
That shit better get me laid.
I think it's because people bought them, and now they're selling them again. And so that grinds my gears.
Yeah.
I just wanted one can. Just to see if it was like as cool as everyone thought it was back then. I don't even remember when it was, mid-90s, late-90s, I don't know. Yeah, so there's that.
I've got one more when you're completely done.
Okay, when you go to Quick Trip in the morning to get coffee, and you've got to wait behind the guy who's waiting for the clock to turn so he can buy liquor.
Are you kidding
or
me?
Or beer. Yeah.
He might have a problem.
The only hope I had for him was he was just getting off work, like he works overnight or something, you know, like works 11 to 7 or something like
that. Yeah, graveyard shift.
And I'm hoping that was the only thing. Hopefully he wasn't just like, oh, rise and shine. Oh, crap, I'm out of beer, you know.
Yeah.
So there you go. And then also a follow-up to that one is just wanting, I mean, I'm talking a refill of coffee, $1.07. I want my coffee.
Yeah.
And because the Mega Millions thing was the other day, you know, someone's got to buy 12 lotto tickets or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then they realize, or they don't know that you can only buy them in cash. And so they're scrambling around trying to find 12 tickets, cash for 12 tickets or whatever. It's like, I don't even buy lotto tickets. I still know that you have to buy them with cash.
Right.
So that's fun. Another one. I'm on a Quick Trip roll, and this applies not just Quick Trip, it's just this happened to be where I was when all these things happened. When a guy buys 2 packs of cigarettes and then puts the rest in, like, you know, he gives him like a $10 bill, and he's like, I need 2 packs of cigarettes, and then put the rest on pump 12 or whatever. And, you know, the rest on pump 12 was like $2.73.
Awesome.
It's like, yeah, you can't even get a full gallon of gas, but hey, you're good for smokes for the next 8 hours, I guess.
Yeah.
And that's the last one I had.
All right. My last one is when I forget to send Cornell a gay text.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that is true. But hey, we didn't really send one, did we?
No, I thought about sending him one like, hey, when are you going to let me be the Brown Admiral and stick my wiener in?
I mean, the only one we had recently was the, where was it? Hey, Brandon, do you want to record this week? Hey, Cornell, sweaty man sex this week?
Oh, yeah.
Which he turned, first of all, I was offended. I wasn't involved in that. And his response was sweaty sex, no thanks, but dead chicks maybe. So he kind of redeemed himself.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. Because of time, because we're actually a lot further along than I thought we would be.
Right, okay.
I'm probably only going to do one of my boom letters.
Okay.
Because save one for next time.
Right. Okay. I have some lyrics. I'm going to pull them up real quick. I was looking for this guy. I was under the impression that he was kind of a country artist.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently that might not be. My coworker kind of described him as that. His Wikipedia calls him an R&B singer. So maybe that's more accurate. I don't know. Says he gained notoriety on YouTube with release of original music and popular cover songs from Chris Brown, The Weeknd, and Drake. So, I don't know. There you go. And so, yeah, I don't know. He's from Texas, but his name is Somo.
Okay.
Which is a kind of a makeup of his last. He has a hyphenated last name, so you can't trust him, obviously.
Yeah.
So there you go. So I was under the impression that he was country, but apparently not. He's got this song that I was listening. We were listening to at work. Colt had it on his playlist. It's called Ride. And really the only part that I thought was weird is the main chorus. I'm gone ride. I'm gone ride. G-O-N. I'm gone ride. I'm gone ride. Whatever that means. I'm gonna ride on you, baby. On you, lady. All night, all night. So I'm thinking, that's just the picture I'm getting in my head is, you know,
he's gonna run over a chick.
It's, yeah. Or she's on all fours and he's like riding her like a horse.
Which, that's not much fun, I wouldn't think. Yeah.
I'm gonna take care of your body. I'll be gentle. Don't you scream. Which makes me think that it's an assault, you know.
Right.
I'll be gentle. Don't scream.
I feel a little uncomfortable with that.
Oh, that's my favorite part. Yeah, that's, and then, you know, getting hotter, make it softer. I don't know what it is. Why would you want to make it softer? Feel your chest on top of me. That could be soft, I guess.
That could be cool.
I'm gun ride. I'm gun ride. I'm gonna ride. I'm gun ride on you, baby. On you, lady. All night, all night. I'm gone, make you feel that loving, getting weak all in your knees. Kiss your body from the tip top all the way down to your feet. Which, I ain't kissing no feet.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, but man, poor girl. Don't scream. He's going to be gentle. Also, the cops will hear. If you scream, someone will hear. So there you go. Yeah, that's, man, that must get all the ladies. I'm going to try that. I'm going to walk up to a girl in Barnes & Noble and be like, sup, girl? I'm going to ride. I'm going to ride all night long. I'm sure she'll just be all over me.
Well, yeah, of course.
So there you go. Somo. He knows how to get the chicks, apparently.
Yeah. Oh, I'll try that on Gertrude Fuckface.
There you go, yeah. There you go, yeah.
All right. Well, I'm inspired.
Don't forget to tell her not to scream.
Yeah. No, so. I'll tell her to go ahead.
Oh, that reminds me of that horrible, horrible, horrible joke. Or pickup line, I guess. Should I say it?
Why not?
Hey, Jeff, do you want to play the rape game?
Sure.
Oh, you ruined it.
No.
That's the spirit.
That's so... Well, you know.
I don't even remember where I heard that. Oh, well. Doesn't matter where I heard it.
Yeah, it's fucked up no matter what.
Did I send you the picture of the girl selling positive pregnancy test?
Yes.
Yeah, so I guess it was posted on Facebook, I guess. And there's a picture of positive pregnancy test, three of them, in this girl's hand. It says, once again, I'm selling positive pregnancy tests for $50 each. I need money for my kids. Make that man yours forever. And it's like, are you kidding me? It's probably real. I haven't like followed up on it, but it's probably real. I'm thinking it is.
I wouldn't be surprised.
No, there are some just dumb people in this world. That's true. There's probably some girls who are buying them, so, which is sad, sad, sad.
All right, you ready to open letter it?
I'm ready. I'm ready for your open letter.
Okay, this is about gym rats.
All right.
Everyone who's been to the gym, and I researched this through going to the gym once,
mm-hmm.
and asking
okay,
people that do go to the gym.
There you go.
So pretty much I'm saying I'm an expert on this, and I know.
Man in the field. There you go.
Okay, the first one that I am going to do is about men, and then I'll go to women gym rats.
Okay, I'm ready. If I had to choose between, I'd choose the women.
Yeah. Hey, small dicks. Quit taking fucking pictures in the mirror at the gym. Nobody gives a fuck. You sound and look like you're trying to push out a shit when you lift. You're so vain. You probably think this open letter is about you. And it is, it douche. Is. If your sole purpose is to go to the gym and get big arms and chest and hit on women, you really don't get it. Legs are a must. Do you want to look like a fucking ostrich? If you do pick up a chick, you won't be able to satisfy her with your small wiener. Then you get roid rage and do something dumb. Which, you're not smart in the first place because your idea of smart is lifting some heavy shit and coloring lines within the coloring book. Also, wipe down the fucking equipment. Nobody wants to jump on a machine or a bench after your small testicles sweat on it.
That's disgusting.
Okay, this is for the women.
One note on the men. I had a friend, and she was a member of a gym, and there was one guy who kind of befriended her and, you know, was always there trying to help her spot and giving her advice and blah, blah, blah. And eventually he started kind of hitting on her. And at first she was kind of like, whatever, stay away from me, blah, blah, blah. Well, then I guess, I don't know why, but she finally gave in or something, you know, I don't know if she was drunk, whatever. I don't know. Anyway, point is she finally gave in, invited him over for a little making the sex session.
Mm-hmm.
And he couldn't get it up.
Roids illusion.
Thanks to all the roids, I guess. So she was like, all right, well, see you at the gym. Apparently he was like, just don't tell anyone.
Good thing she didn't, right? Yeah. All right, this is for women, because you aren't safe either from the open letters.
No, obviously not.
If you spend more time putting on makeup than exercising, you deserve the dude with the 2-inch hard on. Why are you so insecure that you talk shit on chicks that are actually there to improve their life? Don't be mad at them for being smart enough to get the point and lift. Why don't you do everyone a favor and marry someone rich and be a trophy wife? Then again, I don't know how that will work out if you only run on the treadmill for 5 minutes. You'll probably get fucking fat. Fuck it, do whatever. You're a waste of space and air. Also, quit bitching about how hot the sauna is. What the fuck do you expect? It's a sauna. Do you expect it to be 70 degrees with waiters checking up on you with ice water and mixed drink? Dumb bitches. Just stop already and spread open those legs and let the small dick with bird legs fail to satisfy you. This is Jeff signing off with a go fuck yourself.
Double the rage there.
Yeah.
So good, though. I mean, I've heard stories of, you know, my coworker who goes to the gym on a regular basis, just, you know, there are guys that just will show up and not even work out at all. They'll just walk around and watch people or just
flex. That's not fucking creepy. Like that.
Or spot, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. They need a spotter. Wow.
And they put their little nuts above the chick's nose. Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
All right. That's all I got.
I want to give a quick shout out to Mr. Jordan Dunn. He's been listening to us, and
oh, thanks, Jordan.
I'm gonna give some motivational advice out real quick. The first one is to Jordan Dunn himself personally. Don't worry, buddy. One of these days, you can also grow a beard like mine. Although I'll only have mine for another 3 days. Thank the Lord, because I'm sick of it. And then this other little slice of motivation goes out to all you white girls. White girls, no matter what anyone tells you, you can. Don't let anyone get you down. You can even. Whew, man, that's just, it's really close. It really touches my heart when a white girl can't even. So
yeah,
it's just tragic. So there you go, white girls. You can even. So that's all I got. I don't have any more motivation for anyone. I don't care. So
I've got some motivation. Fucking like our website, tell your friends, or we will fucking murder you. How's that for motivation?
Yeah, there you go. Figuratively or literally? Yeah.
Both.
Yeah. That'll be the surprise. Yeah, like the Facebook web zone.
Yeah, tell your friends.
Tell your family. Probably not your grandma.
Or you can.
Or you can, but, you know, she won't get you anything for Christmas, probably. I'm not going to tell my grandma, so. But, yeah, like it. Send us messages. Or if you have any ideas of little bits we could do, subjects we could talk about or discuss, at least give it a shot and ask. I mean, the worst we could do is make fun of you on the podcast, which, you know, we'll probably do it anyway.
Yeah.
Why not? You might not even do anything. We'll still make fun of you. So that's just the joy of living in America, right?
Yep.
Okay.
All right. You ready for the ending?
Yeah. I just realized I didn't have any lubes, gear lubes, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Pearl Jam concert. I lubed my gears.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Boobies.
And boobs, obviously. How did Eddie Vedder put it? I'm harder than Chinese algebra.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. All right, give us some words of advice.
All right. Remember, take care of the human population and have your child spayed or neutered to control the idiot population. If you wonder how to come to that conclusion, then ask yourself these three questions. Do they like dumb shows like Jersey Shore or almost any reality show that's stupid as fuck? Do they like stupid music like One Direction or Nickelback? Are you a piece of shit, worthless person? Chances are they will be too. If so, get done ASAP. If you have any questions, you can contact Brandon or me on our Facebook page.
There you go. Please do. And with that, we're going to sign off and we'll see you next time.
Yep, it'll be number 9.
Oh, the special episode.
We'll have to think of a very good masturbation theme.
You gave it away.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did. All right. See you people later.